Louis XII, King of France. Louis XII, 1462-1515, King of France, was grandson of Louis of Orléans, the brother of Charles VI, and son of the poet prince, Charles of Orléans, who, after the Battle of Agincourt, spent 25 years of captivity in England. Louis was Duke of Orléans until his accession to the throne, and he was 14 years old when Louis XI gave him the hand of his second daughter, Joan the Lame. In the first years of the reign of Charles VIII, Louis made a determined stand against the government of the Beaujeu, stirred up coalitions of the feudal nobles against them, and was finally defeated and taken prisoner at Saint-Aubin-du-Cormier in 1488. Charles VIII set him at liberty in 1491. These successive checks tamed him a little. In the Italian expedition of 1494, he commanded the vanguard of the royal army, occupied Genoa, and remained in the north of Italy, menacing Milan, on which he was already dreaming of asserting his rights. The children of Charles VIII having died in infancy, he became heir presumptive to the throne and succeeded Charles in 1499. Louis was then 36 years old, but he seems to have grown old prematurely. He was fragile, narrow-shouldered, and of a sickly constitution. His intelligence was mediocre, his character weak, and he allowed himself to be dominated by his wife, Anne of Brittany, and his favourite, the Cardinal d'Amboise. He was a good king, full of moderation and humanity, and bent upon maintaining order and improving the administration of justice. He enjoyed a genuine popularity, and in 1506 the Estates of Tours conferred on him the surname of Père du Peuple. His foreign policy, which was directed wholly towards Italy, was for the most part unskillful. To his claims on Naples, he added those on Milan, which he based on the marriage of his grandfather, Louis of Orléans, with Valentina Visconti. He led in person several armies into Italy, and proved as severe and pitiless towards his enemies as he was gentle and clement toward his subjects. Louis had two daughters. After his accession, he had divorced his virtuous and ill-favoured queen, Joan, and had married, in 1499, Anne of Brittany, the widow of Charles VIII. On her death in January 1514, in order to detach England from the alliance against him, he married on the 9th of October 1514 Mary Tudor, sister of Henry VIII of England. He died on the 1st of January 1515. Louis XIII, King of France. Louis XIII, 1601-1643, King of France, was the son of Henry IV and of Marie de Medici. He became king on his father's assassination in 1610, but his mother at once seized the full powers of regent. She determined to reverse the policy of her husband and to bring France into alliance with Spain and the Austrian house, upon which power Henry had been meditating an attack at the time of his death. Two marriages were designed to cement this alliance. Louis was to marry Anne of Austria, daughter of the Spanish king, Philip III, and the Spanish prince, afterwards Philip IV, himself was to marry the Princess Elizabeth, the king's sister. Notwithstanding the opposition of the